My inner classics major is never far away, but I've always had a crush on the Roman goddess Justitia. Depicted in thousands of courtrooms, carrying scales in one hand, a blade in the other, and a blindfold over her eyes. Lady Justice may be a hard cow, but she's also blind. In an act of homage to the goddess, I'm going to take a deep breath and stand up for Russell Norman, from the right. And let's be crystal clear on something from the start. I'm not a blue-green. Too often the Greens come across as a pack of Luddite cranks that don't like human beings and wish the last four centuries would go away. You can argue that Russell Norman's in-your-face protest action during the visit of the Chinese vice president was an affront to the dignity of a foreign visitor, harmful to New Zealand's economic and diplomatic interests, and as effective as an attention-seeking but ultimately impotent first-year university student on his first demo. But let me retort. I hope my friends on the right would regard this as an immovable bottom line. The rule of law applies to everyone, without fear or favour. Vice President Xi's security detail does not get a pass to commit common assault, even if you think the object of their ire is a festering genital wart on the body politic. I've been told that works both ways, and Norman has to be willing to accept the consequences of his actions. I totally agree. The press's Colin Espiner and New Zealand Herald columnist Brian Rudman are perfectly entitled to opine that Norman abused his privileged access as an MP by acting as he did. Then he should be facing a privilege complaint right now, as well as an investigation into whether he followed the clear rules the Speaker has for protests in the grounds of Parliament. Police Minister Judith Collins and ACT leader Rodney Hyde, however, most definitely are not entitled to conduct a drumhead trial by media and accuse Russell Norman of assaulting a police officer. Someone should ask the police minister why, if that was true, Norman wasn't arrested, charged, and given a court date at the time. John Key and Phil Goff didn't help matters as Norman's actions escalated from charging the vice president through provocative abuse until the right-wing blogosphere turned Russell into a ginga ninja, barely prevented from throttling the Chinese veep with his Jedi Tibetan flag of death. Demonstrations aren't generally dignified, polite, or even particularly effective, but we still value free speech and free assembly. Due process and simple justice matter, even for people we don't much like. If the right can't extend that courtesy to Russell Norman, then Lady Justice isn't the one who's really blind.